Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I have a charge on my bank statement for $54.95 for persuasive home living essentials, and I'm just trying to find out what exactly was purchased.
What's your zip code?
71006.
And what's your first and last name?
First name is Sandra. Last name is Salter. S-O-E as in Edward, L-T-E-R.
Can you verify your address for me?
The address?
Yes, ma'am.
114 Magnolia Chase Drive. That's in Benton, Louisiana.
Okay. Now, you did a survey on June the 9th where you paid $7.95 for the AirPod Bluetooth.
Right.
And on June the 9th, you paid $3.97 for the warranty for the AirPods.
Right.
And on June the 12th, which is today's date, you was charged $54.95 because you entered a discount membership.
Wait,
you enrolled into a membership, a discount membership.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I don't want the membership.
Okay, now with that, now with that refund, I can do a 35% refund and cancel the account.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
Now, that refund do take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive it.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, the refund didn't go through.
And why is that?
Because it was declined. It say declined.
The bank is declining it? Who's declining it?
Let me check and see. Okay, ma'am. The charge didn't go through because they say it was declined. Maybe your bank declined it. Have you already called your bank, or did your bank call you?
I just got an email.
Okay, maybe they declined it because they wasn't for sure. Was you the person trying to make the purchase, so that's why they probably declined it. But I did cancel the account.
Okay. You did cancel it, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.